This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
Fleeting.
Okay. And how?
That's a start.
How are you anyway?
Oh, boy. Two great things at the beginning of the show.
Mike, the beginning of the show really sets the tone. Yeah, it's going to suck today.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
We'll do the best we can.
Such devotion makes me choke at tears. I listened there enough and brought back here.
Hi, Leah.
Thought that I should make that very clear. It's a party without.
We really don't want to hear this, do we?
Oh, play it for the hook, Don. Here we go.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
So do I.
They simply make my day more bright.
Day more bright.
All right, here she comes now. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the King of Queens, making her the Queen of Queens. Here's Leah Remini.
I ain't going back till I'm finished with Hustle.
It goes on and it goes on and it goes on.
He's a crooner. He's a crooner.
Lovely ballad.
Voted off American Idol last night. There he is.
The ballad song.
The crooner.
The crooner. Oh, goodness.
Oh, mercy.
Where do we begin?
Mercy me.
Let's start today, with a little internet fun.
Very good.
Intronet.
This is John.
Hello. John, this is Don. How are you?
How are you?
Have you met Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hello, John. How are you?
Fine.
Very good.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, John.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
John runs our website along with other people now, and John is like the point person on the website.
Right.
John, why are the audio highlights not up at donandmikewebsite.com? Has it been what? 2 days that we've not had a download available?
We haven't had one since Monday, and that would be because the retards that run PlayStream.com are doing server maintenance, and God knows why it takes 4 days.
Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe we should put a sign up on the front of the front of the website.
Then. Under construction.
Pardon our dust. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway,
under construction. I love that when you go to a website and they say that.
When do we think we'll have that fixed?
Well, they said yesterday 24 hours. I'm starting to doubt it. I checked just before the show, and they're still working on it.
Now, this is not one of our engineers.
No. This is a company out of the great state of Washington in Seattle.
Well, again, I say it was not one of our engineers.
Sorry. Just fleeting.
Fleeting.
That's right.
Okay, so that's item number one.
There's the update.
Item number two.
Have you thought about calling Caller Geek? Or whatever that service is. Was it Geeks on Call?
Geeks on Call.
They might be faster.
Second item.
Yes.
Here we go. I love people on the internet, you big mouths.
I know you do.
Johnny pulled this. We're talking about the website and the chat sites about the show.
Right.
And we got another memo here from the corporate people.
Really?
About the podcast. How excited the company is that our podcast is doing so well.
Good.
Yesterday at the beginning of the show, I read a memo from the corporate people saying that for the first time, you know, that our little show had overtaken Howard Stern and become the number one podcast, mm-hmm. you know, among talk radio.
Right. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that I insinuated that I was not saying that our little radio show was the most downloaded podcast out of all of them in the universe.
No, you said talk radio.
You specified.
Okay. Then there's a two-part answer to something that was on a website.
Oh.
And I just hate dicks like this.
I know. Let's clear it up.
And let's start with his screen name. This is at RadioGodsForum.com.
Mm-hmm.
Generally a pretty friendly site.
Sure.
Screen name is Love Mike. Hey, Don.
Hey.
And here we go. Don is exaggerating again about how great the show does. He said yesterday that they were the top podcast on iTunes. Now, my math isn't great.
No, you didn't.
But if you have the 100th most downloaded podcast, how does that make you the top podcast? They aren't even the top radio show. Ahead of them are, and then he lists about five or six things, including stuff that's not radio, like NPR, Science Friday. I have no idea what some of this stuff is. ESPN. So anyways, then the guy writes at the bottom, maybe they mean their number one in D.C.-based afternoon drive, CBS-owned show podcasts.
No, what a hump.
Okay. All right, listen, Dick. When you go to iTunes and you go to your podcast directory,
right,
click on Talk Radio.
That's right.
That's what I was talking about.
You said that.
Now, we follow this up with this memo today, again, from CBS. Believe it or not, the company is finally proud of something that we're doing.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
You would think that this
isn't that
would,
wonderful?
You would think that this would turn into a few clears for this show, that they would figure out that people are clamoring for
no.
it.
Right.
But no. And this comes again from Craig, the research guy.
Uh-huh.
This is a company-wide memo.
Thanks, Craig.
The Don and Mike podcast in the last 24 hours is either number one or number two in talk radio, with only one more Harry Potter podcast to beat. And then he has a little smiley face after mm-hmm. that. Don and Mike is now in the top 100 of all podcasts. And that is saying something. There are between 30 and 45,000 podcasts. And the Don and Mike podcast is listed as number 100 this morning. Huge exposure.
That's cool.
The company is thrilled. And then it goes on.
They say the company is thrilled?
Yes.
The company has never been thrilled about us.
And then it goes on and it says, blah, blah, blah.
Thrilled.
So too.
They are thrilled.
So to love, Mike, hate Don, who wrote at the title of his thread, Top Podcast, not by my math. Hey, listen, douche. Here's the thing. I don't exaggerate about how great the show does. When we suck, I tell you.
You do.
When we do great, I tell you.
This is a show that came up with buttons to give away when we were number 14.
I remember.
And listen, if you don't
is
think...
Is John still on the line?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. But, John?
Yes.
John, did you go to iTunes? Where are we ranked right now?
We're still number two.
Still number two. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you. But again, remember, that's in iTunes category talk radio.
Right.
Right.
In which it's our little show up against every other big name that you ever heard of in radio. Okay, including, you know, Big Bird.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right. We're looking to beat Harry Potter this weekend.
Okay. That's the big joke with everybody.
We can do it.
Okay. Thanks, John. So anyway, to love Mike, hey, Don, you know, listen, don't be such a pussy. Mm-hmm. Call the show if you ever think that I'm saying something. And this is the one thing that I will just get the red ass about, really, is about facts and figures.
Being wrong.
I don't lie, because it's easy to go back and check. If I say we have a certain share of the audience,
right,
it's easy to go back and look at the figures that are published and see I'm not lying.
Well, you don't have to be so hard on that guy.
really?
Anyway, ass. And I hope the people on this website eat him up and just chew him and spit him out.
Discipline him.
Have him turn into waste.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Eat him. Because you guys on the internet, you creepy people, you're good at that.
You
turn on each other on a dime.
Yes, they are. They eat their young.
you become ugly mobs immediately.
Well, he's obviously, based on his screen name, got an agenda. He's doing that divide and conquer thing that people have done to us for 20 years
that we love so
much. And that's right there, a giveaway. And also, I should add, a tad obsessive, if that is, you know, if he's using that as one of his screen names.
And for the record, if we are, in fact, and we are now the 100th podcast out of 45,000.
That's a lot.
I'd say that's pretty good for a radio show that's on 25 radio stations across America right now.
Sure is.
You know what I'd like to do to him? I'd like to put coins on his eyes. I'm reading a book right now where the killer does that.
Yeah. I'd like to put coins on your eyes.
So anyway.
that's all I got for you from the internet. I know I shouldn't care, but I come in today and Johnny's looking through this and he's, you know, says, God, you know, we made a huge mistake. We should have said, you know, I guess we got a lot of response. People do like the fact that we have a download available on our website every day.
This deal with the podcast is, I have to be honest with you, unprecedented. We are very surprised. And you know what? I'm not too big to say that we're not surprised at this. It really is something that is interesting, and it's kind of alerted people in the company to, as you said before, where the hell are the clears? If it's generating this much interest with something that people have to do that much work to get,
right?
And to download that, I mean, you got to go through the procedure and get that all done.
Right.
That says something, and I'm proud of that. I really am.
Yeah. So anyway, let me see. Love Don, hate Mike. That's it. Love Mike, hate Don. Eat one.
Mm-hmm.
Eat one. Yeah, I don't lie about nothing when it comes to facts on this show.
That's right.
And come on, you know, it's been a long time since I've done this. Come on down, big boy.
Yeah.
Come on down. You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to say something to him. Can I say something?
Like, Libby, I've got my fighting ring on today.
That's right.
May I say something to the emailer?
Oh, yes.
Thank you for your interest in the show.
Please come again.
Okay. So that's...
He's up.
That's all I had from the internet for you today.
I'm sorry. I'm goofy tired, Don.
Oh, yes, two of us, then.
You're tired, and so is your buddy Buzz.
Hi.
Back there on the back wall of Buzz's studio is the giant poster that you had for your restaurant last night.
And it says, nice. Look around, Cafe.
Did I do it justice when I described it to you yesterday?
It says, O'Mara's Restaurant welcomes noted newsman and a nice guy, and then in huge letters, Buzz Burbank is our celebrity judge for the Snow Bunny contest this Thursday night, which was last night.
That's right.
He was wonderful.
He couldn't have been any more wonderful.
Really?
He was everything everybody wanted him to be.
Oh, that's good, then.
And a little bit more.
Oh, I'm glad, then.
I have so many questions to pepper you with.
I have the answers to those questions.
Okay. I can't wait to hear them.
It's very, very exciting. It was a very exciting night.
Everyone was so nice. Thank you very much. Let me just say this.
Was he surrounded by bodacious babes?
At times, yes.
Let me just say this about my night last night at O'Mara's.
Yes.
Good things happened.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, Mike just coughed.
That's it.
Hey, Mike.
That's the shameless plug that I was looking. That's right there. I'm all done. We don't have to talk about it anymore. I got what I wanted. No, it was fun, but, I felt the pressure. I felt the pressure. And due to that.
What, being his pimp?
Yeah. I felt the pressure and may have lingered a little longer than you and I should have last evening. It was,
so it was a night for you as well.
Boy. I haven't had one like that in quite some time. It's been, two or three nights.
You seemed in pretty good shape when we left at 1:30
in the morning. I always seem in fine. On the outside, I appear fine. What's happening on the inside of my body is my body is really just closing in on me because it's a mess.
So,
I haven't had the big physical. I'm going to have it, and it's just, I know what the results are going to be. If you see me come in one day and they're going to say, Mr. O'Mara, Kool-Aid. That's it. That will be my beverage for the rest of my life.
Drink this.
Yeah, Buzz was just perfect in the role of goodwill ambassador for this show. He was greeting everyone. He was polite to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, do you know how you and I will go out and do things occasionally, and we will have a lot of nice people.
Excuse me, Mike. I'm sorry.
What?
I smell fish.
Wow.
I smell, it's not in this room.
I showered.
I think it's coming through the ventilation system. maybe from an adjoining studio.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
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 A little hint of perfume on it, too.
Trust the Gordon's Fisherman.
I'll freshen up during the break.
Anyway, so, You were at Mike's joint.
Yes.
And you're there to be the king of the snow bunny contest.
I was one of the judges.
What I was going to say is, you know, when we go out and we'll have a lot of nice people come and say hi, and we'll, you know, maybe every two or three that we do, we'll get that one person, you know, that'll come up to you or me and want to say something mean. He doesn't get any mean stuff. He gets all love. I mean, he gets just showered with the Kwan.
Yeah, I know.
It was very nice. I needed the love, and last night I got the love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bastard. And he can handle himself. He really can.
I know. You don't
need to...
He's everything we're not, Mike.
You don't need to, like, support him. You just put him in a spot, and they will come to him. And he will just sit there and handle it with a great deal of ease.
Hi. How are you?
Yes, here I am.
I'm the likable one.
But yes, I really got the distinct impression you were... You were eating it up. You were lapping it up last night.
I told you. I went last night. I needed the love. Last night I got the love. It was great. It was a wonderful exchange.
Have I mentioned I'm not wearing underwear?
He wore his Mr. Moose t-shirt. You know that thing that's got the horns on it?
Oh, the elk. Yes.
The thing the guy sent you?
Yeah, from Squidfire. Yeah.
Right. And what appeared to be like a velvet jacket, a velvet sport coat.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean,
color
it was...
coordinated.
Yeah. He came in and it was just
all right, Mr. GQ.
I mean, that picture that we have on the website, he was that guy.
He didn't let anybody.
Almost sounds like something that Conway West would wear.
Did anyone come up to Buzz and say, "Excuse me, Mr. Seacrest"?
Well, yes, they did.
It was fun.
I
didn't really even linger around Buzz because Buzz was completely self-sufficient. And every time I saw Buzz, he was chatting somebody up, and men, women, old, young.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we should put the call out to get some people on the air who had contact with Buzz
last night. I'd love to hear from them.
Yes.
I enjoyed myself so much, I may be going back. In fact,
like what,
you
tonight?
Can take that to the bank.
Oh, Buzzy.
Let's go now.
I really enjoyed the role of being the guy that's like... schmoozing for Buzz, that was being welcoming Buzz and doing, I kind of liked, I tried to do everything that we used to like when we'd go somewhere. You did.
Yeah, you treated me like a king. I had a great host.
Yeah, but I didn't have a lot to do with it. It was fun. I liked it. Did you get drunk?
Well, yeah, but you know what I've learned? I've learned I have a great relationship with alcohol. I found out I never used to like the taste of alcohol, and so I didn't start drinking until later in life, say about the time I joined this show. And then I learned about quality vodkas, and now I found out I can drink, and maybe it's because I waited late in life. I can drink massive quantities and function just fine and feel great the next morning.
We presented Buzz with an award, too.
That's right.
Give him a major award.
See, that's why everybody likes him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The guy has like 8,000 drinks last night.
Right.
Really called me this morning very early.
I saw him at the end of the evening. I would not have known.
Called me and said, "Hi." I said, "Hey, what's happening?" Blah, 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 blah. I had 3 hours and 45 minutes of sleep. Alcohol is my friend.
We gave him a big plaque. Not a big plaque, but you know the little certificates you'd get in high school? Completed the, or middle school, completed the eighth grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We gave, it was something along. Oh. Did you bring?
I forgot to bring. It's still at your place.
This is much nicer, but in some ways reminds me of the time that we brought David Haynes out to the Burger King to make him the king of Virginia.
He would have done it. If I'd had a throne and a robe for him, he would have put it on.
Sure.
After his second martini, he would have.
Yes. Yeah. Now, the difference is this other news guy, pre-Buzz, that we had on our morning show.
Yes, the late David Haynes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He, because it was a morning show, wouldn't have been drunk. And even if it was a nighttime show, I don't think he drank anything besides like milkshakes.
I think he was a teetotaler, but he sure put on the crown and the robe and everything. And we put him out of the top of a limo and had him drive through. We made it, what, King of Northern Virginia?
Yeah. And, the thing is, it was all tongue-in-cheek. It was all like, do you think he'll really do it? And then it was like, yes. And then it was like, I remember being at that Burger King with Mike and standing there and going, oh, my God, look at him. He's really where it's like he's not mad or anything.
No, he committed to it. He thought
it was
as much as I hate to say, he thought we were being serious.
I thought it was a tribute.
He really did. And, of course, that was the most fun part.
Yes.
It was delightful.
I do remember him sitting up there and just waving over it. You having a good time? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the way he'd do it, too. He was great. He'd be like, hi, how are you? He's there with his big crown. He had a full... regular regal royal king crown that we put him with the velvet and everything and all the jewels in it and a real robe, and he sat at Burger King on a throne.
Well, I know you've heard this before, but you two know how to treat a guy.
So I maintain that probably you could have, especially with booze involved, you could have gotten Buzz into the same outfit that we had David Haynes in 15 or 20 years ago.
He was a judge. The whole reason we had him out there is because he was a judge for the Snow Bunny contest, and he sat right at the foot of the stage with the other judges. Right. But he was the only judge that was introduced. He was the only judge that was spotlighted.
Oh, Randy and Paula didn't get to stand up?
Randy and Paula had to sit in their chairs, and that was it. Were there five other judges?
I got to be Simon. I think three or four others.
Three or four other judges? Right. Okay. And you were right on top of the stage.
You're right in the center.
It was,
also, I'd like to say, besides, I see all the phones are ringing, besides the people who may have met Buzz and once again been won over by his charming personality.
It's true.
Because, you know, Mike's right. You know, it could be me or Mike sitting down somewhere. Three people in a row will come up and go, hey, I really like the show. The fourth guy will come and go, hey, are you Don from Don and Mike? And I go, yeah. And he'll go, God, will you ever stop talking about how much you like Diet Vanilla Coke? Really?
Yep.
It's because people, you know, listen to the show and make a connection with us, and that's fine because you think, you know, you think you know us. Oh, you think you know us.
Right.
Oh, you people, you think you know us. You do know us pretty good. But Buzz.
And maybe that's why.
Buzz gets none of that.
People don't know me quite as well.
All Buzz gets is just, you know, hi, how are you? You know, and God damn you for having that Clooney thing going on. Women like you, and men would like to be like you.
I will give you an example of something that was said to me
in
my own joint.
Here's the last thing I was going to say.
No.
Besides all of the accolades calls, seriously, if Buzz touched any of you in an inappropriate way, I want to set up a special hotline number right now.
Define touched.
It's 1-800.
Buzz defiled me.
Buzz's finger. 1-800 Buzz finger. Just 1-800 finger fist.
Really?
It was the only number we could get.
Do you know what seriously was said to me in there one night, and a woman came up
all
to me?
All calls will be kept in confidentiality.
And said this straight to my face.
Will be confidential.
Right.
Walked up to me and said, your girlfriend ought to date someone who's younger and less fat.
Ouch.
Would you ever see a man like Buzz getting anyone to say anything like that to him?
Wow.
It would never happen.
I don't know why people are cruel that way.
And I said my usual response.
People are dicks, Buzz.
I said, thank you for coming.
Is that the first time you met Carla's mom?
It was really painful. It hurt.
Yeah, sure.
Generally speaking, the people listening to the show, the people out there not listening to the show, are just like us. They're dicks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, what person out there is not a dick? I mean, with the exception of...
I didn't meet any last
Rob's time. Raising his hand.
Oh, come on, please.
Not a dick.
KD.
KD. King dick.
This is my kingdom.
It's a pretty crappy kingdom you got here. King dick.
KD.
You can say that. It's welcome to the kingdom of dick.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. This is all off the record, incidentally.
That's right. We're not
really... We've not officially opened the show yet. Hello.
How's it?
Hi there.
I wanted to ask Buzz if there were any Asian women contestants last night.
Hey, good question.
How he voted.
I don't believe among the contestants there were, not to my knowledge.
Bye!
That's an interesting fetish request.
It
Hello.
Is.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, yeah, I would like to know if Don has found a replacement for Diet Vanilla Coke, because I haven't, and I need help.
Well, first off, welcome to the show, Mr. Dumas.
I have to ask, you sound like perhaps you're a member of the big man's club. Are you?
This is true. I'm about 6'5", 315.
God love you. Fantastic. Welcome to the club.
All right, well, then.
Thank you.
Then let me just say, first, Mr. Dumas, you are on the air with us. Should have known that.
I am very appreciative of that fact.
Should have known that. The beverage. Oh, right. The problem is that Diet Vanilla Coke is no more.
Oh, this I know.
May I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
What type of four-door sedan do you drive?
I do not drive a four-door sedan.
You don't?
A two-door.
Oh,
two-door. A Honda Accord, actually. I am very pleased with it.
Jesus.
Well, that's got to be quite.
What'd you do? Cut a hole in the top of it?
That's got to be quite an act. Getting in
surprisingly roomy vehicle, gentlemen.
Did you
answer me these questions? Three.
Did you enjoy your later flight back from Minnesota?
I'm not following on that one, but
friend, that was a story that that I had about coming back from Minneapolis. I enjoy the black cherry slash vanilla Diet Coke that's out there right now on your grocery shelves.
I've tried that. I find it to be an inadequate replacement.
I think that once you give it a test, you will find, I'm speaking to you now in my serious cola voice, that it has the essence of vanilla strongly overtakes whatever cherry flavoring is here. I believe it is marketing by the Coca-Cola company. Perhaps the whole vanilla Coke thing had simply run its course. Just be happy that they offer a carbonated beverage in a diet form that does contain some vanilla.
I can accept that answer, and I appreciate your time, gentlemen.
You know how you can fix it?
Try
putting in a couple of scoops of Ben and Jerry's. Make a float. Anything tastes better when it's a float.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the advice, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you on MySpace.
Another weekend of scooping out the filling from jelly donuts and filling them with chocolate swirl ice cream.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oops. Hold on a second.
Missed them.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi, I was finally calling. I can finally tell my secret that I've...
You mean you met Buzz last night?
Yes, I've kept it to myself for a long time. It was very traumatic, but I'm glad that you, opened the phone line for people to call and confess.
Thank you for calling the hotline.
And again, sure. It was Buzz last night at Mike's joint, right?
Yes, it definitely was.
It definitely was.
But he was gentle.
All I can say is I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Yeah, he was a lot rougher on the guy that was behind me.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye! Bye-bye.
That's good.
I hope he took all of his rings and other things off.
Yeah, just like a scene from Caligula.
Oh, you know what? If we're going to start the show.
Yeah, something official we need to do.
That's right. He's off probation.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer. Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Goodbye, Mr. Dumas.
Hey.
Bye, Joe.
Have a can of beer. Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
That's all he really gets now.
Weekend's here.
Let his song gets played.
Joe. Boy, am I in love. I think about my life. Everybody's got a laughing place. A laughing place to go home.
Favorite part of the song is coming right up. Oh, am I happy?
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, or between 1 and 4, or please check your local listings.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to talk.
Hello! Hello!
Rebellious, goddamn right. You probably really, really like this guy and what he's saying, don't you, Buzz?
I do, every word.
Yeah. He's kind of next step in. He was next step in Nixon back then.
Is he a fortunate son?
Oh, God. Are you kidding? He's the most fortunate son. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. I understand we've got a new opening for you now, Rob.
Yeah, if you like.
Okay, let's see. Open the door and see the new opening for Robert.
He's a lovable character. He's like the Kool-Aid guy.
He is fat.
Oh, it's just a little floaty.
God's me wet.
How's your snow bunny?
Floated.
My father always said I was his unfortunate son. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Kevin the Fidgety Board Op and all the ships at sea. It's time to hit your number one button for Don Geronimo and the very fortunate Mike O'Mara, right there.
Thank you. Thank you. With Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is where I tell you that this is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, of this Friday.
Friday!
03. I did that one night last night. 03-03-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, it's not good time.
Listen, we don't give out the phone number a lot.
No.
Generally speaking, we don't want most of you to call.
Generally.
But if you're listening now, all right, here it is. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening to us on the Titanic of radio, I like calling it the Abortion 1067. WJFK in Washington. Call the 202-432-1067.
Perfectly all right to call it that as long as you don't come on, you know, come down on one side or the other.
There have been protests.
Right.
Yes. It's, you know, I'm going to alternate between Radio Titanic and Radio Abortion and, you know, and anyway. It's a great place to be. Top of the world. Top of the world.
Top of the world, Dave.
Top of the world, Dave. Let me see. Oh, the Internet. If you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live, and you'll get our glorious Internet stream.
Hot chocolate.
Negative.
What is it?
You went to see that movie over the weekend with your daughters? What was the name of that movie?
8 Below.
Okay.
Mike. Oh, no.
That's right. It's from the German Shepherds.
Oh, no.
Huskies. We got it on eBay. Or Huskies.
Yeah.
Thank you. The Huskies from the movie.
And Malamutes.
I can't tell you exactly what it is, but the dogs eat a very lean diet when they're saving that guy in Antarctica or wherever they have to pull him around.
They consist of dead killer whale carcass and seagulls.
And anyway, that's what's in our stream today.
I can't tell whether that's coming from the stream or from Buzz's studio.
So don't be drinking that today.
No. Either way.
Don't be drinking that. You want to send us an email? Here you go. That is DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Wonderful.
That goes right to the back room, and the good ones get right on the air. And here we go. Okay. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Speak to us.
Hello. For the 18,000th time.
I don't even hear any breathing.
No. We take unscreen calls. You got to be ready to be on the air. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And today's a day that we just, even if we did screen a lot of calls, today would be the worst possible day because it's Friday. And as we all know, Friday Joe, we are not getting the optimum Joe.
No, his mind is elsewhere.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Oh, are you another one of the women that was touched by Buzz?
No.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's too bad.
We listen to your show every day. They're from work on my way home. Where did you guys broadcast from?
Where are you calling from? What city are
Baltimore?
You? Baltimore. We broadcast from D.C.
Oh, okay. I never could figure out where you folks were.
Where did you think we were?
You know, sometimes you talk about California, sometimes you talk about Chicago, and I just couldn't figure out what part of the country you were in.
The tower, where the tower comes out, you know, where the signal comes out, is based in Washington, D.C. The studios that we broadcast from are located in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Okay.
We do it with satellite.
Guys, I'm thinking you wish that.
We are proud to broadcast from the birthplace of AIDS.
All right, don't believe me then if you don't want to believe
me.
I don't think she believed you.
That is
no need to cop a tude.
That is something I remember from my honeymoon with Frida.
Yes.
That we went on a cruise. That's why we love to go on cruises so much. We even did it on our honeymoon. And our 25th anniversary would have been coming up this year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one of the first places we stopped was Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And this was in, let's hear it for Haiti. This was in 1981 when we were married. And I remember as we got off the boat, a lot of people said, don't get off the boat here. But we did anyway because I was thrilled I could see there was a Kentucky Fried Chicken there.
Yeah.
And I thought in the middle of all of this urban decay,
right,
the fact that I could get my picture taken by Harlan Sanders.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. So I had free to take my picture. And
were you advised not to get off the boat? Was it recommended?
It was one of those things at your own discretion.
Wow.
Very poor, troubled country.
And this was, like I said, this was 25 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, as we were coming back to the boat, who knows? I mean, there were people that were selling beads and, like, you know, we bought a bottle of whatever it was, Fanta, whatever it is that they sell there, you
right.
know, the off-brand Coca-Cola, whatever. Wasn't until, like, after the Magic Johnson thing happened, when people really started finding out about HIV and mm-hmm. AIDS, that one day, I remember she just came in and she said, "Boy, you are just so lucky." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "You know, where we stopped on our honeymoon, that's like that was like one of the main drop-off spots."
Yeah.
For AIDS. And she said, "You like touched everything." She said, "Do you remember when you insisted on going inside the Colonel Sanders?" I said,
"Did you eat any of the chicken?"
"Yes,
mm-hmm.
Of course I did." And
look at you.
Look at me. I'm like Magic Johnson.
No side effects like
Magic Johnson. I don't. You know. I mean, he's doing fine, but no.
No side effects on the boat or anything like that?
No, nothing.
Chronic? Good. Rhea?
Nothing. Not a thing, Mike. Mm-hmm. I felt fine. I had no fleeting moments.
That's good. That's good.
I think even when Frieda was alive, did we ever mention about how I bounced a check for my honeymoon?
It's so long ago.
Yeah.
I think you might have mentioned it, but I don't remember it. I don't remember you. I mean, That's far enough that you told that story where you could tell it again.
Oh, yeah.
Did you write it in Sharpie?
I believe this was pre-Sharpie again, you know, 25 years ago.
When I think of bounce checks, and I certainly have never...
Oh, would you stop it?
When I think of bounce...
I bounced one check to you.
When you say
in
you,
20 years.
When you say you bounced a check, I immediately think of a check in Sharpie. And don't you still write most of your checks in Sharpie?
Yeah.
It was like, and I always thought of that as kind of like a cartoon check.
Yes.
That's the idea, because, it, you know, boing, boing.
with that funny noise that it makes, too.
No, okay, I bounced one check. I mean, who hasn't?
Did right. you bounce a check to me?
Yes, I bounced a check. I thought that's why you brought it up.
I don't remember that. I don't remember. It wasn't a big check.
It was like, it was $25.
That I don't hold on to. I only hold on to one thing for over almost 20, the whole 20 years that I will never.
Do you
see if you can guess what it is.
Oh, is it about the Errols, about the movie, about Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
We work well together.
Fast Times
at Ridgemont. No need for him to guess.
Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. How many
years
did you have that? How many years was that in your possession?
On Betamax.
I went to prison for that.
I
did a stretch for that.
I know you did.
Okay, way back. This is in Betamax days.
Right.
Okay. Mike rented.
Traumatized me for video stores. I to this day I don't use them.
Right.
I don't go to them. And that was because they were
those days where when you were late with the movie,
yeah.
they would say to you like it's $189
right.
for a little Betamax tape, and for every day that you don't, it would be like incremental payments of $20 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike had to pay some ridiculous fee, like $300 for this movie. Everybody came to my house.
We had an afternoon screening. We were doing the morning show. We had a screening, a little film festival over at Don's house.
So we got some of our favorite movies.
Right.
And we all got wasted. And
Fast
we
Times at Ridgemont High, Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
So we're all watching the movies, and everybody stumbles out of the house, and Mike didn't bring the tape, I guess, to the box. And I swore for years and years I did not have the tape. I did not have the tape. Was it Frieda cleaning out?
I said to you shortly after, maybe one or two days later, I said, "Can you bring that tape in?" And I think right there you just dug your heels in and established the fact that I don't think I've got it. I said, "There's no way you don't have it. I didn't have it. I didn't bring it with me to Heskey's." And it was one of those competitive things that we do with each other where it's like, "I don't think I have it." I said, "No, I'm sure you have it." "No, I don't have it. I really don't." And then it became the deal where, you know, I think it somehow you didn't have it. And years, how many years later was it?
I mean, it was like maybe 7 years later. Because
7 years later.
Because really, I would say to Mike,
by the way,
when you'd bring it up, I would say, you know, hey, listen, and I remember being emphatic about it. I swear to Christ, I don't have it. If I had it, I'd give it to you.
Then I'd get you mad because I would look at you and I would say, right. Right. Yeah, you don't have it. Okay.
Well, I believe that Frieda found it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what happened?
Like in a box.
In a box in the basement.
Years later. Years later. You were moving. I think that's you were moving.
That's exactly what it was. So listen, let me just tell you the honeymoon. Yeah. It's, you know, God knows how she stayed married to me, especially in the first couple of years. Money management was not my strong suit. And even though I was making pretty good money being a DJ, I was putting a lot of it up my nose, and I was putting a lot of it in my car, and I was not thinking about anything except having a good time.
Right.
So it came time for the honeymoon, and we had selected this cruise, and I think it was like $1,100. Mm-hmm. A lot of money.
A lot of money in those days.
Yeah. Now, but back then, yeah. And I remember saying to her, no problem, I'll handle this. Now, the thing is, I had already been to the travel agency when I had to make the reservation. They required a $200 deposit. Uh-huh. They called, and all of this was going on in like the 3 days before I was getting married to Frida. They would call. We were living in Georgetown in an apartment, and they would call, and I would have to pretend it was someone else because it would be the travel agency calling saying, the check that you wrote us for the down payment, it bounced. And we are going to need another check. Mm-hmm. Or else you're not going to be able to go on this trip.
Right. The boat's leaving, sir.
So, and God, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, just because I'm just such an ass. I really am. What I did was, because I didn't think about consequences, I thought, okay, I'm going to marry Frida. That's great. We're going to go on the cruise. I don't have the balls to tell her that I don't have the money to pay for it. So what I did was, I said to her something like, hey, I got to go get groceries, or I got to do whatever. I said, I don't got any money. You got a check? Can you just sign a check? And so she signed a check, and she gave me a check.
Now, did you know that there was enough money to cover in the checking account?
Well, see, I didn't. I had no idea.
You were taking an educated gamble there.
Yeah. I thought she's got enough, and I thought, okay, well, I'll deal with this when we get back, because by then we'll have been married already, and
everything will be all right.
And you know,
she won't mind you stealing from her.
So she gives me the check that she signed. And
I don't think you told this story.
And I go, no, I'm positive I did, because I think I told it even with Frida on.
Okay.
Anyway, I give the guy at the travel agency the check. I said, this one's good. Mm-hmm. It's from my fiance. You know, chick's handwriting, Frida's maiden name and everything.
All
right. Cool. We go on the cruise. Fantastic cruise. Wow. Great honeymoon.
Wonderful.
And as every day on the cruise went on, in my mind, I was more and more, when I should have been enjoying myself and having the best time, I was thinking in the back of my mind, she's going to so kill me.
When payday is just around the corner.
When that bank statement shows up, right? So we got off the boat. We got on the airplane. We came back home. I got totally blindsided by this. Now, I thought that because Frida had it much more together than me, you know, as far as running her household and everything, that the worst that's going to happen is that she's going to get a bank statement in a month. Because this was before ATMs, before you could check anything online. She was going to get a statement and go, you know, Jesus Christ, $1,100. What was this for? And then I was going to be prepared to say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Little did I know, we arrived back at our apartment. She opens up the mailbox, and right away, now I know because I'm like this, I know what the notice from the bank looks like.
Overdraft.
That says you have an overdraft. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. I remember this almost, 25 years ago. Almost, like, she reaches in with the key, and we're just standing there going, yeah, love you. This is so good. Never been married. And she opens up the thing. She goes, oh, here's the mail. Would you take it? And I said, yeah, sure. And I wasn't even thinking. And she's unlocking the door, and I'm just, you know, flipping through and saying, she said, we get anything? And I said, oh, we got a note from so-and-so. And then I see right away. And I'd make this move. I go, like, take it and just try to be like Houdini. Uh-oh. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to put it behind my back. But even back then, she has, like, eyes in the back of her head.
They all
she
do. Suspected.
So she says, what is that? And I said, oh, that's just, it's junk mail for me. And then she said, no, listen, come on now.
So you tried to deftly hide it, and she caught you right
red-handed. Of course she did. Of course. And then she opened it up, and she said, And at first, bless her heart, God, I loved Frida. I still do. She thought it was an error on her part. That's how we went to bed that night.
Because
she said...
It was early in the relationship.
She said, yeah.
You let her think that.
It was late at night that we had arrived back from our honeymoon, and she said, you know, this has to just be a screw-up with the bank. I'll take care of this tomorrow. So, now, what anybody with a set of balls would have done would have just said at that point, listen, you're going to hate me, but, you know, I don't know what we're going to do to pay for this trip, but I don't have the money, and I gave them the check and wrote in the thing with your... Anyway, no, I don't say anything. So,
you're basically delaying what is the inevitable, right?
So we go to bed, and it's like she's all happy and stuff because we're married.
Enjoy
and,
it while it lasts.
And, you know, I'm like a time bomb waiting to go off. And
sleepless
like,
nights. I picture her in quiet slumber with you with your eyes wide open.
Sweating.
And it's, you know, the next day. And at that time, I think I'm working the 6 to 10 p.m. shift at PGC.
Evening.
And Frida was working at WASH and doing some other stuff. So she had daytime jobs, and I had the nighttime job. And she got up, and she said, so we just lived in a little efficiency in Georgetown. She said, I'm going to get out. I'm going to take the car. We only had one car between us. She said, I'm going to take the car and go run my errands. And she said, do you need anything? And I'm thinking to myself, last chance, ass. Uh-huh. And I say, not a thing. Just need that car back by about 4 o'clock to go to work.
Sure.
You're thinking at the time you could spend the day scheming.
She says, nope, no problem. I'll see you later. Now, you know, in a way, I'm lucky that, you know, this was before cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is before instant message because all I did was sit at home and get ready to, you know, back then. I mean, if you think there's show prep now, back then, here was the show prep. Sit around and watch General Hospital. Really, that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you just played a box of records and you can only talk for 25 seconds at a crack.
Wasn't a lot to prepare.
That was it.
You just kind of talked off the top of your head. So I just sat around and, you know, wished to God that I could go to work, but I couldn't until she got back with the car.
Mm-hmm.
And, then she came home, and it was the very first time that I saw the move that I would grow to love. The move that, you know, said, you're a bastard, because, I hear the key in the door, and I'm just sitting on the couch watching General Hospital. I remember this. Watching General Hospital, because it was about 3:15.
Why am I picturing Eric Stoltz from Pulp Fiction?
Anyway, she opens the door.
Are you eating cereal with a bath robot?
But it might as well have been.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just sitting there ready to go to work and knowing what's going to happen. And she comes in and she shuts the door. And this is where she was just the best at this. It was like, I was ready for it. She said, I went to the bank. I said, yeah. She said, I know what happened. I said, yeah. She said, you know, I didn't have the money to cover that. I said, oh. Didn't know that. She said, okay, here are the keys to the car. I love you. Everything's okay. But really, I don't want to see you for like a couple of days.
Wow.
Oh, God. You know, and as it turns out, then she just said, that's it. I'm gonna. I said, wait, hold up. Where are you going? You've given me the keys to the car so I can go to work. She said,
the newlywed.
She said, it's the great thing about being downtown. She said, I'll just walk somewhere. And then I remember something like, that's right. I won't be able to buy anything because, we're overdrawn at the bank. Or she'd say, I'm overdrawn at the bank about a check that I didn't know about.
You smirched her record.
Did you say anything?
No, I stood there. I said, you know, what am I going to say?
Yeah.
I said, you know, like, you know, my mantra, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And so then she came back home and I don't know. She was just jerking my chain. I mean, when I got to work, by the time I got to work,
right.
I walked through the front door at WPGC and Phyllis, the receptionist, lady who looked like Alan Cunningham with a big beehive hairdo, like an Aunt Bee type.
Right.
As soon as I walked through the door, she said, she had a very southern accent. Hey, honey, your wife just called for you. Your new wife just called for you. She must be crazy in love with you. She needs to talk to you. Call her back at this number. So, and I'm like, oh my God, what now?
A little afraid.
What now? so I can pick up the phone. It's a call that I don't recognize the number, and it's Frida, and she says hi, and she said I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I love you, and that and that I'm not really going to go away forever, but I'm just so mad at you right now.
Right.
She said, and I want you to know something, that I went into your stuff today, and I said I have no idea what you're talking about. She said, your stuff, your collectible stuff. I said, yes, and? She said, great news. I sold virtually everything. I mean, I had, like, comic, like, dumb comic books. And
she sold your stuff.
Yes, and.
Or she said she sold your stuff.
No, she did sell it.
She really did.
She did sell it. Wow. No, she sold it. She got $1,500 for the stuff that I had. My own personal stuff, like there was really ridiculous stuff, like a comic book that was really worth $300, right? Well, she went to a comic book store with my vintage comic books and, you know, I guess like walked out with $800 and said to me, so here's what we're going to do. You know, here's the good news that everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like those comics anyway. So now they're gone and there's an extra $400. And I think I'm going to keep that for myself, and your dinner is right there on the table, and now I'm going to go out with my friends and have a good time, and mwah, good night, and she left, and it's like, I sat there, and I'm just inside, I'm like, what is happening? and all of it because, I don't know, I used to do things like that.
Well, it was a good learning experience for you.
That you would think.
Used to.
You would think it was.
Shortly thereafter, didn't you move out to Los Angeles?
Yeah, that's when I bought the car and didn't tell her. I bought a Porsche and didn't tell my wife.
Right. I love that.
Because I had to be like all the other DJs.
Parked around the corner.
Well, it's tough, you know, to go to work on a moped.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, embarrassing.
We had a Honda Civic, and it was like a clown car. Uh-huh. It was one of the first Honda Civics.
Right.
Every other DJ had, like, a Mercedes or a Cadillac or a Porsche.
Hot cars.
And really, I'm not kidding.
You come pulling into the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
We had a moped. Yeah, and the reason that we only had one car and a moped was because I brought with me, what I brought to the relationship, besides my charm and the eternal love and devotion and, of course, skill of the bedroom, was perhaps the world's worst credit rating. I mean, you can't imagine the things that I did Jesus Christ, as you know, I moved out when I was 15 and a half.
Right. Okay.
I'm out of the house. I'm earning more money than my father by the time I'm 18 years old.
Right.
I've got the credit cards coming at me, and this is before the way it is now.
Right.
I mean, it was like everybody was giving me something, and I was just charging, and Frida had the luck of meeting me right when I was just crawling out from under this, when it was like, she said, well, just, I remember one of the first times we were out, and she said something like, well, you know, why do we have to stop at a grocery store to get money? Because you would cash a check there on the weekend. She said, why would you, oh, no, this is not about bouncing a check.
No,
I just would really need money.
Oh.
And she said, why don't you just put it on a credit card? And I would laugh and say, I don't know, you know, I have a Sears card.
Right. Right.
Sears card.
When I get really
hard up, I have to drive all the way out to PG County to go to the mall that used to be
Landover
Mall, because Sears had gas pumps at Landover Mall. So I would drive 45 minutes to go fill up with gas because I could put it on my Sears charge card, because that's the only one that I had.
Did you ever get in trouble with a Sears card, or did you pay that one off?
No, that's around the time that I figured out that, along with the help of the federal government, that really you just can't buy and not pay.
And also, when you move from city to city, it's a good idea to maybe tie up some of those loose ends before you move out of town.
Yeah, well, you know, I had some bills following me around.
Sure. It happened a lot with DJs.
I ain't proud. Yeah. I ain't proud. I turned it around. You know, hey, listen, and look at me now. Thank God for Frida and the way things worked out. Look at me now. I'm Mr. Pay bills online. I know every goddamn nickel that I've got. I know where every cent that I have is right now.
And it's funny.
In my shoe. All the money I own is stuffed in the toe of my shoe.
What's funny is I used to be debt free. Funny how things turn around, isn't it?
Yeah.
I used to be debt-free. It's kind of going in the other direction.
That happens.
That's not my fault, though. It's not my fault, though.
There was a lot of big screw-ups right at the beginning with Frida.
Sure.
You know, and I told you about, I know I've told you about the golf thing. You know, just my bold-faced lie.
Where you said you were a good player and you didn't know how to play at all.
Yes. I mean, they lied right to my future father-in-law's face. You play golf? Play. I was on the high school team.
That's it. That's the lie. I was on the high school golf team.
Never played golf in my life. Just thought, how hard can it be?
When you said you played on the high school team, you weren't expecting they were going to take you out, right?
No. I was, because I had, like, I did play football and was on the wrestling team, you know, the sports that require no real physical talent. You know, I mean,
and you also in your mind had the theory, how hard can it be?
That's what I thought. If I'm ever really, like, and I didn't know the situation. I didn't know. At that time, I didn't know the guy was like Les was major into golf. And
right.
Was like, you played every single second of the day that he could. And like,
sure could.
On the very second time that I was going to meet Frida and her parents, it was going to be at her family's country club. And incidentally, we were going to try to squeeze in 18 holes. You know?
Do I golf? I was on my high school team. It's a major award.
You know, I get out there,
whiff,
whiff, whiff, whiff, whiff. And they knew it. You know, they knew it because I would be like, go, you know what? I'm nervous because you're in front of me. Go ahead, play ahead. You know, and they would get ahead, and I would throw the ball. Like they didn't know that I was throwing the ball.
You know, that description, when you told that the first time, I just pictured you like in Big Three Stooges, like Knickers.
With the cap.
With the big cap.
It might as well have been. My Tam O'Shantern.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Big, like, fuzzy ball on top of your head.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's part of your charm, though.
I guess so, Buzz. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. So, when can I smell your fingers?
Next break.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let me see. We do. Oh, gosh.
What Buzz was on the hand team.
Hold on a second. So many. Oh, look at all these calls that they've screened for. So many for Buzz.
What do you mean?
Just take a sampling of these. I didn't mean to take your time, Buzz. Hello. It says Med Buzz last night. Hello.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
Buzz?
Yes?
It's Mike from last night.
I thought we had to talk about this.
We're not on the air, are we?
Okay, come on now. Stop it, please. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Oh, dear.
Oops, hi there.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Ma'am, you have something?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to apologize.
For what?
It was my sister that called before wanting to know where you all were located. I happened to hear her on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And thank you for telling your important for
it. It's for your sister, too.
Oh, no. Coup de grace.
Pair of pumps.
He was on the phone team in high school.
And you're not talking about shoes, are you, Rob?
See, a pair of pumps.
Yeah.
The Pump Sisters. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi there.
Don, not to rehash the diet vanilla Coke issue, but the you said you switched to a Pepsi product, and I just saw a billboard on Route 5 for diet.
Stop. Hello. I did not say that I switched to a Pepsi product.
So you're drinking the Coke product?
Yes.
All right. Sorry, my mom's from Mooresville.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Just listen to learn.
I'm giving you the facts. Doesn't anybody know that there's going to be a written test at the end of the show today?
Sometimes it pays off if you pay attention.
That's true.
That's right. Five big ways to win big. okay. If we do this now.
Yes, then we can do something later.
We're golden.
I'm excited about that.
That's the type of direction that I'm looking for in my producer. Thank you. If we do this now, meaning commercials, we can do something later.
That's great. You know what I call that?
What?
A great tease.
This is the Don and Mike Show.